the barns that receive that manure that was pumping in a different site had odds ratios or odds of having a PRRS outbreak of 4 times and three times higher when the manure was applied within 1 mile and 3 miles of distance for that recipient barn.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Through innovative solutions, cutting-edge research, and world-class experts, Boehringer Ingelheim helps producers operate with complete confidence. Learn more at bi-animalhealth.com. Ralco, proven science, practical results.
Welcome to the Swine Health Black Belt Podcast, the latest swine health research digested for you. My name's Dr. Clayton Johnson, and I'm the host of the podcast. Joining me in our podcast studios this week is Dr. Ana Paula Silva. Dr. Silva is a research scientist with the esteemed Field Epi Research Team at the Iowa State University. Dr. Ana Paula, thank you so much for coming on to the show. It's wonderful to have you on here again to talk to us about pig health. You guys have done a lot of good research, and you continue to do a lot of good research on the Field Epi team, so always a pleasure to have you on. We're here to talk, Ana Paula, about some work you have done recently on evaluating manure pumping and its association with PRRS outbreaks. So I'll set the stage up like that, Ana Paula, but why don't you talk to us a little bit about your project? What did you look at and what did you learn?
Yeah, thanks so much, Clayton, for this opportunity. Myself and also other team players of our team at Iowa State, Field Epi team, are always grateful for this opportunity and this channel to communicate with people from academia, I believe veterinarians in the field, and also students of vet research. So it's always great to be here. So we do a lot of stuff with PRRS, right? PRRS is a true beast. It can come to the farm through different routes. And one route believed to be important is through the manure pumping from the pit underneath of the barn, or also the attached lagoon to that barn. But also when you apply that manure to the crop field adjacent to that barn. So, given that, we did a study in 2022 with one swine system in the U.S. regarding understanding the incidence of PRRS outbreaks following manure pumping activities. So, given pumping from the pit or applying the manure to the adjacent crop fields surrounding that barn.
Did you look, Ana Paula, at that production system for all types of their pig farms? Did you focus just on sow farms, just on grow finish, or everything that they had?
Yeah, our main focus now was on the wing to finish operations. So for that study, we include nurseries, wing to finish operations, also grow finish. To study that population, we select more than 2,500 closeouts, so lots of those pigs in wing to finish operations. And then we did a case control study to compare lots that had a pumping, and within 5 weeks they broke with PRRS. So we did a matching to have a paired reliable comparison to understand the risk that manure pumping and also manure application can bring to those facilities.
Did you look at PRRS exclusively, or were there other pathogens you evaluated?
With that data set, we use a time frame between July 2020 and December 2022. So the main pathogen was spores, because we have between this time frame we have 380 PERS outbreak in that swine system. In contrast, we also look at porcine epidemic diarrhea or PEDV. However, for this pathogen, we only had 100 outbreaks reported. Given that we did not have enough sample size to find the association with manure pumping. So that study focused on PERS only. And with PERS, we found really interesting results, such as the odds ratio to have a PERS outbreak after 5 weeks of a pumping event was 3.4 times higher compared to lots that did not pump as well. Aligned with that, we also find that the barns that receive that manure that was pumping in a different site had odds ratios or odds of having a PERS outbreak of 4 times and three times higher when the manure was applied within 1 mile and 3 miles of distance for that recipient barn.
I know there's probably some listeners out there, Anna Paula, who are saying, well, but the manure pumping happens during our high-risk season for PERS anyway, so is there some bias in there? Is there some way, Anna Paula, that you can control for seasonality in your data set as you could consider that risk factor?
Yeah, when we select the herds for that study, we control for season and also year. And one thing that we observed in this study, in this data set, is that pumping can happen over the year. So in every single season. So you have some pumping during the summer. We have pumpings like more earlier fall. So we still have we still found this association of PERS incidence in manure pumping. But for sure, we acknowledge that the pumping is aligned with PERS season, because pumping is going to happen because it's also aligned with the crop field season, when they are going to prepare the soil for planting. So typically, these two events are aligned because of the crop fields need to receive the fertilizer before the next planting season.
It's one of the things that I've been shocked with as I've talked about this sort of research with my clients, Anna Paula, is when I've dug into their information and they've shared with me the pumping dates that they have, I am oftentimes floored by how frequently they are pumping manure out of their facilities. We typically think it's one time in the spring, one time in the fall, something like that. But it seems more and more, you know, we have very expensive equipment that we're trying to keep busy all the time across a large geography. So like you said, we've got people pumping frequently throughout the year, and not maybe the historical way we thought of it, where you pump all the way down to an empty pit and then you wait 6 months or a year before you do it again.
To add to that, I think those typically a swine system is going to hire contractors, and those contractors, they're going to have a tight schedule to work, because pumping manure, but also applying that manure to that crop field needs a specific condition. So they need to align when the crop field needs to receive the manure, but also they have the specific conditions in terms of raining, snow, etc. And also you have the other variable, that the deep pit or the lagoon attached to that barn is getting full of manure and you need to release that one for the next batch of pigs. So it's a complex operation. There are a lot of players on that. It's not only pigs receiving or being pumped, but also we have crop fields schedules to follow.
Salmonella presents significant challenges to pig health and performance and poses food safety risks to humans. As the first and only vaccine offering live attenuated strains of both Salmonella cholera suis and Typhimurium, Enterasol Salmonella TC from Boehringer Ingelheim protects pigs against both serotypes with a single oral dose. Talk to your Boehringer Ingelheim representative to learn more.
And Apollo, let's end on as much of a high note as we can. You looked at a lot of different risk factors that impact the PRRS outbreak rate. Did you find any that were protective? Meaning, did you find any that actually seem to help prevent outbreaks, whether it's the type of manure storage they have, you know, lagoon versus deep pit, or maybe the timing of when they did the manure application within their pig production cycle? Did you find anything in there producers can latch onto and say, this is maybe a best practice to minimize the risk?
Yeah, we saw among risk factors associated with manure pumping activities, we saw that if the manure pumping or the manure application is done later on of the production cycle, so in relation to the placement date, so for instance, in grow finishing, you can try to do pumping after the 17 week after placement. So postpone manure pumping and manure application as much as possible would be a way to decrease the odds of PRRS outbreaks in those populations.
Very good. It's excellent information, Anna Paula. Really appreciate you coming on and sharing that with the audience as they think about their own plans for manure pumping here in 2026. You guys do great work with the Field Epi team. Please share with the rest of the team my thanks for the work and my thanks for continuing to come on and share that information with our audience.
We want to help the industry to have better outcomes. So yeah, thank you so much.
We should thank our audience and remind them that the one chance they have to help is by sharing this message with somebody else. Forward this podcast episode to somebody that you know cares about biosecurity. Take a second to subscribe to the podcast. That helps to drive more people to our show to find this and other good information. And check out our website at www.swinehealthblackbelt.com. For Dr. Anna Paula Silva, I'm Dr. Clayton Johnson. It's been a pleasure to spend some time with you, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, thank you all.